I've screwed a lot of things up, which we'll detail in a moment.
I was going to say, that's what the segment's all about.
But I definitely have never had people who won an auction to visit Bad Radio in studio show up at the studio on a day where our show was not in studio.
So we've got three gentlemen up here hanging out with us.
Who definitely did not pay fill-in show rate.
No, they did not.
For this visit.
No, they paid for tier one.
Right.
Not tier
three. And now they're here. What's the update?
Oh, they're getting rescheduled.
They're getting rescheduled.
Probably took a day off of work.
Yeah. Right.
Vacation time.
Yeah. Took a personal day to come up here, and man. Boy. Well, that's
they
unfortunate.
They got a sitter. You know?
Yeah. Well, hey, thank
had
you
to pay for,
your,
for parking.
Thank you for the donation to a great cause, I'm sure. With the
you don't necessarily know that, but probably.
I'm guessing this is tied into Normathon in
yeah,
some,
probably
some
so.
Form or fashion.
So thank you to them, and also thank you to Saroy for scheduling guests on a day where he's not here.
Boom.
Boom.
It's nice. Did you... commercial opportunities.
I was going to say, this is brought to you by Baker Brothers Plumbing, Air, and Electric, and Lunazul Tequila. Also, it is Friday, so we will take some P1 phonage if you like at 888-787-1310. But right about now, we got
to
talk
about...
Does
that mean we go to phones?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it means
we're going
to
phones, Norm. So yesterday, I'm scrolling through Twitter, and I'm looking at the hashtag, Free Jake Kemp. And I'm thinking to myself, what has he done now? What happened on Twitter, Jake?
So, you know, the weird thing is there's been things that I'm sure we've all tweeted over the... I don't really do political Twitter as much as you do.
I've scaled back, but...
There was a time where you were on a freaking heater.
Yeah, well, you know.
And you were upset.
I'm still kind of mad online, but
and I
keep it offline.
I just don't really do that, you know? I mean, I'll tweet, like, funny videos of him basically doing a in-the-lane finger roll for a coin toss. I don't really know what that was. It looked like a Luca floater at Army-Navy. I mean,
he was getting rid of a dove.
Yeah, this dove. But I just don't fight with people online. You know, I don't have that in me. It's just not my... I will laugh at people. The entire point of the internet to me is someone who didn't really grow up with it but got into it right at the time where... It's just stupid. It's fun.
I do like your...
It's not for serious.
I like your response of, like, when somebody's really trying to go in on you, you're like, hell yeah, bro.
Hell yeah, brother is Hulk Hogan. Hell yeah, brother. We're just very disarming. I'm not there to argue.
But
I don't want a sports fight. I don't want a political fight. I do that in person.
But this morning, even if I wanted to see if you're going to fight, I can't even see if you're fighting.
You cannot. And a lot of people were speculating that perhaps my Twitter was suspended because I was making fun of Jack from Twitter.
Oh, at Jack?
Yeah, the guy who founded Twitter because he had like a huge thread about how he went to Burma or Myanmar or whatever we're calling it these days to find himself because he's morphing into Gavin Belson day by day. So maybe it was that, but probably not. We discussed yesterday morning that Steph Curry was on a podcast with Vince Carter, Kent Bazemore, and Andre Iguodala, and they started discussing the moon landing and whether or not it was fake. And in a jab at Kyrie Irving and his year-long defense of flat earth theory, if you want to call it that, Steph said, hey, do you guys think we landed on the moon? And to which they all said no. And they were familiar even with the Stanley Kubrick angle. Kubrick? Yeah.
It was Kubrick, yeah.
That he made The Shining as an apology for faking the moon landing.
It's the weirdest thing.
Which is a real thing that people... There's a documentary about it, apparently.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And so Steph Curry says, hey, I think the moon landing's fake. And then when he was in the NASA says, we'd like to invite you down to see what we do here.
Mm-hmm.
And Steph's... When asked about it the next day, it was like, that was clearly a joke. I would 100% love to take NASA up on this. I'd love to learn more about what they do. They're incredible people, incredibly talented and smart, and I'm excited to take them up on this. Of course, I believe that we landed on the moon.
Is this
that
him
is what
doing,
he said
I
the
love
next
your
day.
Information. I think he was doing spin control.
I think he was doing a bit because you're just BSing with your buddies.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know. I don't know what to believe anymore, Jake.
Well, that's the thing.
Especially now that you're not on Twitter.
I feel like Steph and I are in the same boat on this one. Because we both kind of just approached life like, don't take yourself so seriously. This is just, we're just BSing. You've never said something to get a rise out of people when you're at a table with four buddies?
All the time.
Right. It's kind of what we do here.
Yeah.
So Steph did that. The next day, he said it was obviously a joke. I thought it was a jab at Kyrie Irving. And
near the end of the show yesterday, we saw the Randy Rogers tweet.
I didn't.
I saw it online.
Yeah, so Randy Rogers banned their official account, a friend of this very time slot, tweeted out, you know what, I should probably find the real tweet. Right before I...
That's probably a good idea, just to give a little bit more context.
Yeah, okay. So he tweeted, hey, at Steph Curry 30, my neighbor is Charlie Duke. He walked on the moon. He's also a war hero. We're going troop now. He is also a war hero that sacrificed so much to give you the opportunities you were afforded. Your platform should be used to promote education. Shame. Ooh. When you are in TX... Stop by and say that S to our face. Okay. Now, has there ever been a time ever when whenever said, come say that S to my face, that they did not imply violence?
He's taking his boot and drawing a line in the sand with Steph Curry is what he's doing.
When you say come to Texas in particular and say that S to my face, is that meaning that you're going to sit down and have sort of an Oxford-style debate?
It's no.
It's very obvious you're threatening the guy,
no,
right?
There's no town hall that's happening here.
You read that as threatening violence.
I just think this is playing to the base. I think that's
what did
that
he
is.
Mean by that?
I think he meant what he meant by it, but I think what this is doing is taking something that he disagreed with. He's probably, I have no doubt he's friends with his astronaut neighbor. And
who's a troop, by the way.
Who's a troop. So you're hitting notes that probably resonate with the people that, you know, regularly consume Randy Rogers Band music. That's what I think it was.
Yeah. So in my opinion, was very clearly threatening Steph Curry. In maybe a playful way, but you don't say, come say that S to my face unless you mean I will hurt you when you do, right? So I just quote tweeted it with, because I'll kill you. And it was obviously a joke. And I've since learned that if I would have just put that in quotations.
You'd have been fine.
I would have been fine. But I didn't. So they kicked me off the internet.
So this has to be just a program they have that if they see a certain...
Yeah.
Number of characters or words in a row, you're automatically flagged and put in Twitter prison.
Apparently so. And I don't curse on Twitter, really. I don't tell people to go blank their mom like maybe some of our other hosts.
Some of our coworkers.
Might. I don't, like I said, I think it's there for fun. And I'm not going to get into politics talk, which I think it's the worst place for that in the world.
Yeah, nobody wins there.
And I do feel like as I've gotten older, I take it very seriously and understand that this could really, really hurt you. But I got to be honest, I didn't think twice about this.
Yeah.
This one didn't feel bad coming off the hand.
And
I thought
this
was
painting the black.
You've
been slapped up here for Twitter things in the past, too. So.
I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Several people have. And I feel like I understand how serious it can be and that there's no context and it's not like being on the air.
Right.
But I really didn't think twice about it. I thought it was so obviously a joke about like this fake tough guy BS act that, and by the way, I think people look at Steph and think like, oh, this boy's nice. Steph would beat the living hell out of every member of the Randy Rogers Band in a fight or the old man astronaut. That dude's like 6'4 and cut.
I don't know
enough.
You're
going to fight a pro athlete because he's joking about, man.
I don't know enough
this?
To handicap that, but yeah, I mean, he's a super athlete for sure.
Yeah. I can handicap it for you. It would be one and done. It's Steph Curry.
So they don't have an Ed Too Tall Jones in their band? I don't know.
How about this?
I'm not familiar. I don't listen.
Why don't you go cut up your Nikes and mind your own business? Because now we're on the air. Now you can't fire me for this. You see?
Yeah.
I was told very clearly Twitter and on the air are different. Well, now we're on the air. Randy Rogers, that's a douchebag move. Whoever tweeted that from your camp, that's a douchebag move, and you should feel bad about it.
Yeah.
You're going to fight somebody because they made a joke on a podcast. Really?
That they walked back.
You ever made a joke before?
Because didn't Steph walk this back yesterday as well? Because we talked
about
it.
That's what we were just talking about.
No, but same, he tweeted this after Steph walked it back.
Yes, he did. He clearly was not interested in the follow-up response because that didn't fit what he could make a fake tough guy threat over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's here in Texas three times a year. The Triangle's here, right?
You got
San Antonio, Dallas, and Houston. So if you want to come to a game and threaten Steph Curry because he made a joke about the moon landing, I'm pretty sure he would allow that.
So I'm curious, what do you have to do to get at not Jack Kemp going again?
I don't really know.
Like, what if...
It's kind of great, too.
I was going to say, in some ways, I kind of envy you because... I think we've all...
It's a pathogen that we can't cure.
One point or another, we wanted to just delete it and blow it up, but we can't.
It's basically your newspaper, you know?
It is. But you can still follow things, right? You can still see what people are tweeting.
Which is very, as someone said this morning, very Twilight Zone-y.
So you're very...
It's like I'm watching my own life.
Yeah, you're like a ghost hovering outside your own body on Twitter. So did you have to? You said you filled out a form.
Yeah, it just says
hat in hand, apologize or what?
I mean, I explained it, and I said I actually feel like the tweet I was replying to was a violation of your terms of service. Also,
I'm wondering and I've never been suspended on Twitter. I don't even know if I've ever been in Twitter jail. I'm wondering how long this is going to take. Is this like a week long, 2-3 day process? I mean,
don't know it.
I mean, it's all electronic. It wouldn't. You don't have to like mail in your paperwork.
Send a dove.
Yeah, you don't have to get like a congressman to vouch for you or something.
I got to get Goose to present my case to the Hall of Fame.
Of all the people to present your case, I don't think you want that guy. I don't think he'd have much interest in that. He doesn't even want to talk to us when we're filling in for Norm in the past, let alone vouch for you to at Jack. Anyway, well, yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, dude.
Well, the upshot is I'm not going to be hosting the Oscars.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, I know.
That's been long gone.
Yeah.